Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our girl Sarah, her mom celebrated a birthday yesterday, so
yeah.
You ladies decided to go out and get massages.
We did.
Had you been to this place before?
Never. My mom really wanted to get like a reflexology massage, which is like the really deep in your feet massage.
Is it like acupressure?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So I met up with her and I kind of thought, you know, we were going to a place and had appointments and blah, blah, blah. No, it was one that she just had looked up, and you would just kind of walk by and think, that place gives good massages.
Is it the kind of place where you enter through the back door?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go to Renton or something like that?
No.
There's a lot of those I noticed when I used to go play hockey. There's just like a strip of them. I'm like, none of these places look legit.
No, and it was pretty much the same thing. Like there, the one we went to, there was one right across the street, which almost the exact same name, but like better rates, quote unquote. But we went to the little more pricey one, but still very cheap. But I am still not convinced that you could quite possibly get a very, very happy massage there if you wanted to.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
What's the name of this place? I'm kidding.
There were many workers, many. They were all shocked that people actually walked in, which was just my mother and I. We were the only two people there the entire time. It was interesting. Well,
so I had you write down the name. I don't want to give it away because I, just in case.
Just in case it is.
Who knows? I plugged it into Yelp reviews.
Oh.
Just to see, because I'm like, you know what? If that's the best way to be able to tell if it's sketch or not.
Right. And I will say they do not have a website because I tried to find that afterwards just because I was curious, but they have Yelp.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at, some of the Yelp reviews walked in. I was helped immediately. Coco was an incredible masseuse. Perfect ending. Not happy.
Okay.
To a long hiking trip. Amazing massage. That's from a female. Another person says, went with my boyfriend. We sat next to each other and held hands as we drifted in and out of sleep.
What?
In sweet massage bliss. What the hell are you doing?
Wow.
My
bliss.
Wife would laugh at me if I was like, hold my hand.
I would love that if George did that to me.
They said, great job with the reflexology. Highly recommend. Another person says, yeah, got a massage. And it's a close-on place, which I didn't mind because the massage therapist was very strong. Another person even mentioned, I preferred a clothed massage to a full-service massage. Because I don't like having baby oil on my body. And this place was perfect for me. So this is not, I don't think this is a sketch place.
You could do two options. You could be clothed or not clothed. And my mom and I obviously had different therapists. And afterwards she was like, oh, I wouldn't mind being unclothed for that. I wouldn't mind oil on my body. And I was like, Mom, you had a very different experience than I did. I had a dude and he was rough and tough.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like, at one point he was like standing on the massage table and like, pushing all of his weight. I think I'm like sore from it.
I only went to a massage place once, like one of the, like just a random one, and it was in New York. My buddy Brian's like, before we go out drinking, let's go get massages. And I'm like,
what?
Huh?
Loosen up for the night, bro.
He's like, I got this place. It's going to be amazing. We'll go there, then we'll eat some sushi, we'll get wasted. And I was like, all right, we go into this place. It's kind of the same vibe. I'm like, I wasn't expecting this, and I'm not spending this kind of... It was an acupressure place.
Okay.
It was just like this old lady, and then she put the hurt on me. I was like, this is too much. This is too much. And I'm like, I got to get out of this situation. She finished, And then I'll be honest with you, he was right. I had the best night of my life. I felt so good. I was so alive and like energized. Like I was ready to take on the world. We got so hammered and had the best night.
Oh, yeah, because after a massage, you're supposed to drink water.
Exactly.
You're literally doing the opposite.
Well, we had vodka waters.
Yeah, and all your chakras were open so that everything could get a little wasted.
That's the only massage you've ever had?
Only time. Yeah.
Wow.
It was aggressive, though. It was like, she was like standing on me, like
yes,
laying into my
body.
I was like, this sucks.
It makes sense why you don't like being touched.
Yes.
Maybe we should all find a different massage place, kind of like this, though, and get massages together.
We could go to pick a random place and we could play Is It Happy or Not?
Yes.
And then you guys go find out.
And then I play the game of, can I get a divorce lawyer or not?
Oh, my God.
Babe, I was just doing it for the show. I didn't realize I was going to get that aggressive.